Shivaji Yadav is coming?
No.
Nobody
is
coming.
The school sees two gentlemen coming, some men coming. And
yeah. School? Soon from the school?
No. There were more boys that come.
Hmm?
They were from the same, those boys all came from the same school as those teachers.
Hmm.
They just up the road. They're all coming in.
Their understanding of brother.
Very nice to you.
Huh?
They like. They never come to the temple before.
Huh.
This first time, you know, I said it's very difficult to understand.
Melinda has what?
Yes, there is someone.
Two gentlemen were supposed to come with that. I think they were afraid.
Hmm?
I think they were afraid.
After it?
Mm.
Why?
Well, the guru, they have to surrender the guru. They must surrender, so it's difficult sometimes. But then we come.
But is it compulsory?
No.
You can come. It's not the first time. Is to be involved heavily with that. The booklet itself is to be produced in colour, black and white, by means of one of the most modern printing systems in the world. And the colour plate should be of very good quality. You know, I was thinking about the beautiful pictures of the game. Really produce those. It's hoped to market the 30-page booklets for about 30 pence. The publisher, Marshall's Educational, is a long-established publishing house which, as Marshall Morgan and Scott, specialised in theological and devotional books. They're now turning their attention to the production of much-needed religious education books. Financial basis of the series, David Lawrence has undertaken the commission with the agreement that they must be produced as cheaply as possible. The author receives no expenses and is receiving payment on the lowest rate of royalty only. That means I'll just about cover my expenses. The purpose of the series of booklets, to offer the opportunity for students to see the spiritual way as relevant today. Two, to show how God loves and how we should respond with devotion. Three, to produce a booklet so cheaply that it will easily be available in schools and to any other interested inquirers. To the latter, by means of national outlets such as W.H. Smith, their enormous chain of booksellers throughout the country. Four, to allow each movement to speak for itself so that at every point the representatives will feel that they themselves are behind the booklet. This will give the youngsters full opportunity to make up their own minds as to the bona fide nature or not of a devotional organization. Your specific booklet. An essential part of the Krishna Consciousness booklet and a revolutionary concept in religious education publishing will be the production of the teacher's pack. The aims of producing this pack are, one, to arm the normally conservative RE teacher with such a battery of audiovisual aids that he will feel fully dressed to embark upon a series of lessons on Krishna consciousness. Two, to give the teacher all the information he or she may need to find out more than the booklet can include.
for example, to satisfy the really interested inquirer. 3, by a focal sense experience, the cultural gap, which may unnecessarily alienate the students, and therefore hamper a worthwhile consideration of the movement. 4, by offering a wide variety of approaches, the student will not feel that he is simply studying another textbook. 5, a booklet on Krishna consciousness without the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in a living form would be an absurdity. So, the contents of the teacher's pack. A, the 45 RPM record of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. B, a glossy poster of Arjuna and Krishna. C, a map of the devotional centers of Krishna. D, a list of additional films, film strips, and records likely to help the student, both from the center and from elsewhere. E, sample literature from the organization, e.g. Back to Godhead. F, a pack of spiritual sky incense. G, a film strip. The enclosure of the film strip depends on the costing. RE departments are always very poor in this country. H, recipes and notes on the meaning of Ati. I, several sheets of objections to Krishna consciousness and the rebuttals of these objections. J, suggestions for the teaching of the subject. Then I've gone on to say a little bit about the structure of the booklet. Hopefully the first section would establish the claims of the relevance of the spiritual life in 1973, and then the claims of Krishna consciousness to be the true pathway to the eternal. This we would like to do by means of holding up a respected example of somebody who is already walking the path, e.g. an ideal way would be by the examination of the beliefs of George Harrison, and more especially of those expounded on living in the material world. Then go on to the history of the movement. Lord Chaitanya, Sri Sarasvati, apologies for the way I pronounce the names. Sri Prabhupada's commission to the Western world, the growth of ISKCON, the establishment of the London Centre, you know, to bring it locally, if you like. Then on to a typical devotee, his day. This, I said, will help to personalise the whole idea. You know, they can relate to the person concerned with this. Then, a section on the sacred scriptures of the Vedas, a background, and then quotations of frequently used texts. Then onto the beliefs of the devotees, based mainly upon the 8 principles of ISKCON, and the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita as it is. I hope so, that, you know, worked very hard from that section, because it's that introduction has got everything. I've been working on it a week, and I think I've gone back over. Oh yes, I've gone back over it about 40 times now already. You know, so I think I'm beginning to get hold of it. And then there would be lastly a reference section, which would include all addresses that they would find useful, a glossary of the terms used, and an index, etc. You like the idea, do you? The thing that I felt strongly about really was the teacher's pack. In this country, being an RE teacher of long standing, there is so little that really communicates an experience. And I think the teacher's pack can help through the senses for these young people to experience something, you know. So that perhaps if they feel alienated.
From 5 to 14 years. I don't think. This is Komala.
Yes.
So, Prahlad Maharaj, you are a devotee when you are only 5 years old, and his father was basis number one.
Mm.
So there are great misunderstandings between the father and the son. The father was insisting the son that he give up his life of Krishna consciousness, he become politician, he has to control the world, he gave them so often. But he could not give up. This is the misunderstanding between the father.
Mm.
So at the end of 5 years, he was preaching. But how he was preaching? He was preaching because the father instructed the teacher that look about this one that you may not take the Krishna consciousness. Fix it, that's my one. The teachers were not allowed. But he was taking opportunity in the Tihina.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Tihina.
Research.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers law and students have changed the world. He was calling his class friend and they're preaching. So he called teaching now in India. Because he takes some teaching in the school and he is at giving. So he was preaching that go on a day, the hard boy, they were insisting, but why you are so anxious about preaching Krishna consciousness? Just play, it is no time to play. So, no, he said, no. This is the time to learn. Because you are teaching the way of that's Kumar of him. From 5 years to 15 years, that is the right age for educating Krishna consciousness. But this is the word of Kumar on after this prasna, Karvana Bhagavad prasna. Gulamam Mahavasanja. He says that this human form of body is very rarely God. It is a rare opportunity. Krishna consciousness and God consciousness is there in every human, especially in civilized. So, it is not an artificial. It's like my love, my spirit, the European tradition. All our kinds of people, they did not know anything. And they knew the name of Krishna. But now, you can see how they have dropped in this house. So it is not an artificial.
No.
If it had been an artificial, they would not have been to see.
Mm.
But it is a dormant process. As if they are otherwise, that is the statement in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Everyone is Krishna consciousness. Somewhere or other, it is now. It's not done. It's a problem. But if the opportunity is given, then you can hear. So this movement is giving opportunity to arouse that dormant Krishna consciousness which is already there in it. So if you take the process, and allow this Krishna consciousness to have only students, or if you give a service to him, as a teacher, you will be very sorry.
Yes, I agree.
Tomorrow after this practice, the man has a transform. And this is the only opportunity of having a Krishna consciousness. So if you do not give that opportunity to the human being, probably can. It is jealous. Jealous means that you have got some opportunity, but if I do not allow you to take this opportunity, this is not jealous. So every human being has got the potential of everything he found my suspicious disappointment in this human form of life. So if you do not give that opportunity, it is serious. Then those students must be educated. And if you have interest in school, I think he will be a great service to the nation and to the foreign society. Dullama Mahanasam Janma is human form of life. Unfortunately, people do not understand what is the distinction between this human form of life and animal form. That is very often
nothing, is it?
So, the only different thing is that the human form of life, he can have a human form. In the animal form. Here we are sitting with all human form of life, gentlemen. Similarly, I cannot call cats and dogs and sheep here and to understand that is not possible. Therefore, this opportunity should be given. This opportunity should be given. And especially, you are in this nation, recognize great nation. Respectful, yeah, respected. Especially in India, we have a very good respect for this nation. We have connection for so many years. And the politicians respond, otherwise, we like the division by means the unity of the human being of the world. That can be united. If you come to this Krishna consciousness, then your being comes to that. Very process, very process. It can be highly evolution first. It is not so if you people take me good and hide from me, I can help. Yes. You are intelligent, amen. So kindly do this study to these students. Have them the government to support us. This is a great thing. And we are thankful, helping you all. So you can inquire, you are able to come at any time and inquire in any question.
We're working predominantly with the older age group, of course, and 14-15s.
Our Krishna consciousness movement is based directly on the discussion of Krishna. But our Krishna consciousness movement is nothing but to accept Krishna's instruction and
yes.
Our discussion is open. It is not only open to us, anyone, Bhagavad Gita. It is widest literature in the world. But unfortunately, there have been big differences.
It's very interesting to read one of the very Western versions, that of Professor Zeiner of Oxford, and the one or two points of contention between yourself and other translators of the Bhagavad Gita. In fact, he nearly always went with you. Now, he's reckoned to be one of the foremost Western Sanskrit scholars, and he every time emphasized the devotional tone of your translation. In every time, I was very impressed by that.
We talked with Professor Zeiner, and he may come. He's going to see.
That is only the British. Krishna, at all, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. He is plainly speaking that I am speaking to you, this Bhagavad Gita, because you are my devotee. Bhaktosi, priyosi me. Rahasam jiva uttamam. The first condition to understand Bhagavad Gita is to become a devotee of Krishna. So in the Bhagavad Gita, the only talk is about devotion. There is no other talk. There are other talks, but they are subordinate. They are not principal talk. The principal talk is to understand Krishna through bhakti yoga. Bhakti-amāma-vijānāti, jāvāna-jatyāna-tattva. You understand?
Yes.
So, it says, one can understand me only through bhakti. He has spoken about jnana, yoga, karma, everything. But, if anyone wants to know Krishna, then he says, it is his direct order, bhakti-amāma-vijānāti. Javana Jasyami Tattva. Tattva was in truth. What I am. He said he wants to know. That can be known through bhakti. No other than.
I was very interested this last week to be reading a book which really was trying to defend Orthodox Christianity. And it was by a very devotional Christian writer. And he, in fact, was making exactly the same points as yourself about the God consciousness of Jesus. I read the Ravi Yatra magazine and saw how, I think it was a nun had asked you about the position of Jesus on this. And you quite rightly said, well, of course, Jesus never claimed to be God. I do wish that some Christians would realize that. He was God conscious, wasn't he?
Yeah.
The churches in this land seem to have forgotten that. He never claimed to be God.
No. Oh, you can say it. He is a devotee of God. He is a servant of God. I can say it. Of course, there is no difference between God and his servant. Then he says, Rakshadharitena samasta shastri ruttastatha bhavata. Because a devotee, like Lord Jesus Christ, mean confidence and fervent of God. There is no difference between God and his. It's like any political representative or business representative. If he is a confidence and representative, there's no difference between the king or the proprietor of the farm, so long as he represents right. Similarly, anyone who represents God or the cause of God, it's not different from God. We should offer respect to such person exactly same God. That is our instruction of the Acharya. Sakshadharitena samasta shastri yukta. In every shastra, the spiritual master recognized as personally the supreme Lord. But why he is recognized? Kintu Prabhu Ja Priya Evatas. Because he is the most dear servant of God. And that is natural. Suppose some representative or some arm comes and if I know that he is the most confidential, I must respect him very nicely so that he may be impressed and he may report. These people are very nice. So this is the ordinary etiquette. They want to speak of the actual identity of God. Sakshadharitena samasta shastri purukta. Purukta means he is already said. Tathābhābhata eva sakti. Those who are advanced in devotional service, they accept this principle. But why? Kintu prabhuja priya eva tasa. Because he is the most confidential servant. Repentance. We pray to offer our prayer to our spiritual master. So, it is very nice you are attending. I'm very glad. So you can inquire from me anything. The first thing I shall request you, the first principle of Krishna consciousness, or the first ABCD of spiritual education is to understand the constitutional position of the living entity. He is
he is spirit soul. He is not this body. The spirit soul is living within this body. But the body is not the spirit soul. This thing must be understood very clearly. You know, in the Bhagavad Gita it says, Dehinasmin jatha dehi. Dehino, the proprietor of the body, is within this body. Dehinasmin dehi jatha. And the body is changing. From childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youth, like that. So, when this body is useless, he will take another. Tatha dehantaram prati. This first education of spiritual life should be understood first. Then one can make progress. Then one can understand what is the constitution of God, what is our relationship with Him. But so long we shall remain under the bodily concept of life, this subject matter will remain difficult.
There's one matter that I'd love to ask you about, which is I found personally difficulty, because perhaps I haven't had the Bhagavad Gita as it is as long as I should have done. It's to really feel that I've got to grips with the idea of the spiritual sky. I couldn't quite understand whether there was any form at all of symbolism coming into the idea of the various stages of planets and so on, or whether in fact this was a very physical one.
Find out this verse. Parastasmat bhavanya vainatpar pandit masai.
Parastas.
Pandit masai. Yes. We have got many seen that in this book.
Yes, indeed.
You can find out any verse. Parastasmat bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya samatana
prasasma subhava kamunya vyakta vyakta samatana yasarata vishnu bhuteshu nasyatru na vinasyati.
Translation.
Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. And all in this world is annihilated. That part remains as it is.
That is physical. This material world is created. The spiritual world is not created. It is itself.
Yes.
So, we have given an idea of the picture. So, there is another nature, which is called spiritual nature. Para-prasma-sabhava-sandhya. Then you also admit it. By all the acharyas, there is Shankaracharya. He also says, Narayana-para. Abhaktya. Narayana para. So, there is para. Para means superior. Narayana belongs to that superior nature. That means spiritual nature. Yeah.
This is an annoying habit of the Western mind, you know, to think in spatial terms. And it's possibly hang-ups from Christian theology, in a sense, that I wanted to persist with this questioning even further about, you know, the real nature as far as the Bhagavad Gita gives it to us.
Then you have to become little free from the biased idea of Christian.
That's what I thought, yes.
It's just about Hagalajah.
Yes.
Hagalajah.
Yes. Humility.
You have to come to the platform of general, common sense.
Yes.
If you become biased, then you change.
Yes.
then you cannot make one. You have to come to the platform. Now, the common sense is that can you distinguish between matter and spirit? Can you distinguish between matter and spirit? The spirit is the vital force.
Yes.
All you call spirit, soul, or atma. That you can distinguish. As soon as the vital force is off from this body, this body is a lump of matter. Therefore, even if you do not know the spirit soul, any sane man can guess that something is missing in this body. Therefore, this body is called death. Now that something is described definitely is soul. So we can distinguish between the spirit and soul in some way or other. So as there is material world, there must be some spiritual. Otherwise, how the spirit is there? The spirit is there, the soul is there, that is spiritual. So two things we are experiencing, spirit and matter. So as we are experiencing this material world, so similarly there must be spiritual. There must be spiritual. Otherwise what form the spirit comes?
Yes.
Now, this spirit is eternal. That is the first understanding. Tathādehāntaraṁ prāt. This spirit is occupying a material body at the present moment. And the next, when this, just like I am in this apartment, if I find something inconvenient, I go to another apartment. Or the lease is expired, I have to leave it. Somewhere other, I change. Similarly, then you can change your code. So, these are explained in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Bhāsāṁ śrīṁ nāni yathāvihāya. Very nicely exemplified. So, we are changing this apartment or dress and accepting another. This is going on. This is material world. But I, the spirit soul, eternal, nitta sāsatayam nāhannati hannamāne sahi. Find out this part. Na jāyati hiyati vākadāsi. Na jāyati hiyati vākadāsi. Second chapter. Everything is there. I think I introduce studying from Bhagavad Gita among the students. It's a great science.
I think it would be a great deal more popular than studies of the Bible.
Yes.
Because there isn't the
answer. Psychology, there is philosophy.
Yes, indeed.
And religion without philosophy is sentiment. And philosophy without religion is mental faculty. Yes. Two things must be common.
Yes.
And that is all.
The soul is never proof of death?
Couple find out the past.
Najayati.
Really?
Najayati mriyate vartadachi.
Najayati mriyate vartadachi. Nāyankūt vaha pavitrāvā rahūya. Ajo nityakta svatoyam purāno bhavannite hanyamāne śarīre.
Now, read the meaning in tantras.
For the soul there is never birth nor death.
This is the nature of the soul.
Nor having once been that he ever ceased to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, undying, and trivial. He is not slain when the body is slain.
So these things, first of all, must be understood. Immortality of the soul. Transmigration of the soul. Then other things will be easier. And because this is eternal, therefore, There is another spiritual world. It is also the same nature, eternal. That is expressed. What is that verse? Find out. Pastatmāt bhāvanda. Sarveshu nāsasva nāminasva. The spiritual world existing eternally, this material world being annihilated, dissolved, that is not dissolved. Exactly like this body being annihilated, the soul is not annihilated. Similarly, the material world, it is bhutta bhutta praliyate. It takes place at a certain date and it is annihilated at a certain date. Exactly like this body, anything material. It has got a death of creation and it has got a death of end. But as the spirit soul is not annihilated, even after the annihilation of the body, similarly there is another spiritual world which is never annihilated even after annihilation of this material. What is that?
Parastasmāt bhāvaṁ yo gatto yaktāt-manātana yaksa sarveshu bhūteshu nasyatu na vinasyati.
Sarveshu bhūteshu nasyatu na vinasyati. What is the meaning?
Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental, because it is manifested in unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is.
This matter, which you are seeing, this is manifested. But there is material stock, unmanifested. Stock of water, stock of fire, stock of earth. Layers, this universe is covered by different layers. Each layer is 10 times bigger than the other. That is unmanifested. Therefore, bhaktya bhaktya.
Yes.
What do we see? This is manifesting. But the stock, that's right. From the stock of your, stone and lime and cement and brick, you make a sky-covered building manifest. But the stock is also there. Stock is also there. Similarly, this manifested material world is there. It is taken from the stock. The stock is huge stock there. You get information clear, the universe. And penetrating all these layers, we have to go to the spiritual world. In the Bhagavad, there is the Krishna took Arjuna's breath. Penetrating the layer to the spiritual. He took it. You have learned that in the Krishna book, there is. You have read?
Yes.
He could. So, Arjuna was fortunate to go in this body, to go to the spiritual world, and see it and come back again.
One other thing that interested me was the idea that Arjuna was in some way deliberately, if you like, deliberately misguided, planned almost to be misguided in the Bhagavad Gita. How does this
he was purposefully misguided so that he could put questions like a misguided man, and the right answer may come from Krishna. It is for our benefit. He is not misguided. But he played the part of this guy.
Yes, what we would say.
Yes. It's like a person is playing in the stage as a fool, but he may be very educated. So, but for the dramatic expression of thought, he might play as a fool. Similarly, what this position is, how he cannot be this guy? He is personal friend of Krishna.
Yes.
He cannot do this kind.
But it was for our benefit.
But, and nobody can talk with Krishna also. Nobody is so qualified. So, somebody who talks with Krishna must be very qualified, but he's playing the part of a fool man. Mm. Otherwise, he's not Krishna. Mm. He knows everything. Mm.
Yeah. One other point, again a practical point, really, this one. This is about the nature of the book. I suggested early on that I hoped that I might get the cooperation of somebody like George Harrison.
Hmm.
What would you think about this? Do you think, with your knowledge of the young mind, particularly the young Western mind, that this might be a good means through to the
it
young
mind? Not because our Western mind is Western mind. Any sincere student will take it.
No, yeah, I was thinking in terms of the Western mind with its culture more than of philosophy.
Western mind, I do not find any difference between Western mind and Eastern mind. Because so many Western mind is changed.
Mm.
Yes.
This is all about that.
That's not English. Two plus two is equal to four is to be understood by the Western mind and Eastern. You cannot say, because your Western mind, you'll say, no, 2 plus 2 equals 5. You cannot say. So, there may be some influence of the culture, but that is superficial. When you speak the real truth,
yes.
Bang, and that is equally applicable to the Western mind and Eastern mind. There is no difference. If you speak the real truth, 2 plus 2 equals 4, mathematical calculation. Nobody will deny, either Western mind or Eastern. But you must be reasonable.
Yes.
That's all. So we expect every human being rational. Eastern, Western, there is no difference.
As you see from my plans, really what we hope to do is to, if there is any cultural difference, to some extent eliminate that cultural difference.
But the first thing is, therefore, we have to understand that I am not this body. The cultural difference is on account of this bodily conception of life.
Yes. Yes.
But if we transcend the position of our bodily concept of life, we come to the spiritual platform, so there is no difference.
The difference is irrelevant then.
No. Yes. Just like we are talking, we have got a core, I have no core. But that does not make any difference. We are talking as if. Time when I was in Calcutta, I was invited by the Indo-American Culture and Society. And they gave me the subject matter, East and West. So I thought, we don't find any such distinction in East and West when we come to the spiritual world. This is called material.
We find when we're teaching, you know, really secular youngsters, that it's terribly difficult to get off this cultural veneer, you know.
Therefore, one has to understand first that I am not his body.
And you've got to believe the teacher, this is the big thing, isn't it? The teacher has got to be God-conscious, that so he believes that there is the God-conscious.
You must realize that he's not his body.
Hmm.
He depends on body. But I'm engaged now in this body under certain conditions. So at least this, and this is called gyan. So long one is in the bodily concept of life, he is affected with so many things. So many things.
Mm-hmm.
So this bhakti yoga begins when one is purified from the bodily concept of life.
Mm-hmm.
Sarvapadhi vinir muktam tatparasina bhima. Now these boys, they are coming from different nations, but they never think that one is Englishman, another is American, another is Indian, another is African. No, we don't think that.
No.
At least we have surpassed that stage.
Mm-hmm.
If we have not advanced in any other way, at least we have advanced in this aspect.
Yes.
We don't consider it on the body because it's
mm-hmm.
What do you think? That is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, as we find, the youngsters, certainly that I teach, have got such materialistic.
If you feed the students as English boys, or American boys, then it will be different. Then it is the cultural question.
Yes, yes. Mm. We try to bring in as much. In fact, now we have a new course. This is the sort of thing that's happening in the Jewish Christian scriptures, which do not, just don't lend themselves in any way to the right sort of feelings being created, the right sort of experience being created. We found that this year's course, it's the first year, has been tremendously helpful. We brought the boys, I can't think anybody was here, but we brought the boys up to the London Temple. And, in the very place. And they were thrilled to bits. We had one or two who made the usual silly comments, which you'd expect. But they were embarrassed, Everything that came over, which was interesting, was that they found that all the devotees were very kind, very loving, and very sincere. This came from even the really the most secular of boys with a very, very low intelligence. He could see and perceive and understand. But this was how it was.
That is our general certificate everywhere.
Mm.
In the Americans, they are surprised. They inquire, are you Americans?
Mm. Yes.
the priest also, he is surprised that they are our boys. They did not come to church. They were care for religion. And now they are after God, man after God. What is this?
Yes.
They are surprised.
Well, I think a lot of our boys could understand it, having been to a service, attended RT.
That is due to our strict following the principles.
Mm.
That is hearing that. Stout and strong.
Yes. This is surely it, that so many other movements as such and sectarian groups have compromised so much, haven't they? If one goes past the average English church, which is these boys' experience of religion, they pass the biggest cars in the neighbourhood on Sunday morning. This is what they see. And of course, when they came to the temple, they found people living out a lifestyle which, even though was so totally alien from their own, they could feel that it was worthwhile.
Yes.
It's tremendous. In fact, one boy, we found listening to the George Harrison record, you can tell George this if you like, he was listening to the record quietly in the music room that we have at our school with the big speakers, lots of noise, and he was reading these words, and he put the words down, living in the material world, and he sat there, and he was praying, and I didn't interfere, he came out of the room. After having turned the record player off, I said, what were you doing in there? And he said, this record has been a complete experience to me. And that if George didn't know that, it was tremendous, really tremendous to see this happening. George's record is so devotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful.
I talked with him about the material world in his house. When?
Last August, or July.
I went to his house at a Henley temple. He's a nice boy.
Yes.
Nice. His wife is also very nice.
Mm.
Betsy?
Betsy, yes.
She's also devoted.
Mm.
Pass that on, please, to George. He should be very excited, I think, about that. It's very good. I'd like to thank you very much for giving of your time.
You are welcome. because you are sincere students searching after prepared anything.
I do hope that anything I produce will, you know, very adequately represent the movement. I'm going to give it to
these students. They will benefit the people.
I hope so.
And it is the duty of the guardians to see that the children are actually spiritually benefited.
Mm.
There is a verse, Pita na sasta, Guru na sasta. Find out the fifth chapter. How it is instructed. Introduce this literature in the schools, give us your literature, or it will spread.
I think so, and we, you know, we hope
illusion in spiritual ideas.
We hope to produce it so cheaply that schools will buy it readily, you know, almost be, well, not free, but handed out.
No, we can give you paperback, cheap edition. Yes, we can. When you produce or the print here, see,
the Krishna books. Krishna books.
Yeah.
Mm. I have an order that I have to get a night of those. Yes. Yeah. Some of my boys saw my copy, and they were reading it, and these are 14-year-olds. These ones. And I've got an order for back to Godhead.
And here you pass the guidance to the guardians. Pita na sasta. Guru na sasta.
Is that
the fifth candle? Yes, fifth chapter. Namo Jayaka Samupi Kamittam.
Guru na satya, Svajanon satya, Titana satya, Janina satya, Gaivam na satya, Napitascha satya, Na Moja Yediyaks Samupi Kamittam.
So the idea is, one should not become spiritual master. Guru Nagasya. Then? One should not become his kinsman. This is negative side pain. One should not become spiritual one. One should not pose himself as kinsman. Guru Nagasya, Sajano Nagasya.
Then?
One should not become a father. Pita Nagasya, Janani Nagasya. One should not claim to become mother. Then? One should not, because somebody worships some forms of God. So that God should not be also worshipped. Then? And one should not become husband. Because husband is supposed to be an instructor to the wife. A husband is the guardian of the wife. So he is responsible for her spiritual advancement. As much as the father is responsible for the spiritual advancement of his child, the spiritual master is responsible. Anyone who is claiming to be superior, he should be responsible for the inferior spiritual advancement of life. So the conclusion is that they should not claim to become such and such unless they are able to save the subordinate from the imminent danger of death. Because death is there so long as one is not spiritually advanced. As soon as one is spiritually advanced, he goes to the spiritual world. Temple. Madhyajna, Pijantima. Spiritually advancement means to be transferred to the spiritual world. So this is the main business of the father, of the husband, of the spiritual master, of the king, of the guardian, of kinsman. Everyone should be alive, whether I am helping my subordinate in the spiritual advancement of life. Because that is saving from the reputation of birth center. Otherwise, what benefit we can do? If he is under the laws of karma, if he is going to become a cat or dog next life, what else he has been to him? If he is under the laws of karma, then your help is no use. Your help is no use.
It's a tremendous responsibility.
Yes, tremendous responsibility. Everyone should be responsible to save his subordinate from the laws of karma. So laws of karma can be broken. Karmani nidhatita bhakti bhajan. One has taken to Krishna consciousness, bhakti, bhakti yoga, he is no longer under the laws of karma. Then also, take Bhagavad Gita. Manchabhya vichari bhakti yogi na jasi vati. Sagunan samatitta itana brahma bhuya kalpati. Find out this verse.
Mamsa yogi avicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatityaitam brahma bhuyaya bhavate. When one engages in full devotional service, he does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature, and thus comes to the level of brahma.
Simply meaning it. Anyone who is always engaged in devotional service, he is not in this material plane. He is in the spiritual plane. This is the technique. If you remain all as Krishna consciousness, you are no longer living in the material plane. Brahma bhuyaya. Brahma bhuta prasannata na sochati na kaam. Samastha vichu bhuti madhva sila mati. So study this Bhagavad Gita thoroughly. And be benefited and do good to others. This should be the mission.
I was so overawed when I came in that I didn't put this on. I was so overawed when I came in that I didn't put
this on. Okay.
Can I get a copy?
Yes. Okay. You can go and stand this. Easier than that. Then we do something.
I say this to some of my teaching colleagues who say, you'll never achieve anything in teaching. And I say, if it is one person, the job has been done. Because the service has been rendered.
They do not know how much they are suffering in this material condition of life. Some say, if somebody is saved, then what is your name?
David Lawrence.
David Lawrence. You are also David, that's right.
David Wynn.
There's another David over there as well. Come in. That is David.
You can come again anytime you like. After school, I'm meeting you.
Maybe I was out there in the night. Give me. You are living in this village?
London, you mean?
in London?
No. I'm just here for the evening, in fact. I'll be taken back this evening, hopefully, to London. I live on the shores of the English Ganges, near the Thames. No, it's very difficult by transport at night.
Oh.
And I haven't got a car, you see.
No, we'll take you there, don't we?
It's always a thing.
There's no traveling?
Sometimes it runs.
Oh. Sometimes?
Yeah, the subway's all right. It's the main line that I have to get going back to see. This is the problem. If one is late at night, it's that's difficult.
Pull it to my point.
Wise man, hand it off. It was the stones that are the problem.
Yes, things.
The carpet is going to be sticking people to it.
It's really stiff, aren't you?
It's trifles. It's a wonder that technology, I suppose technology has produced a machine that does it.
The technology is here in the teeth.
Yes.
Why don't you?
Yes.
That is the whole thing.
That is the technology.
Perhaps a parrot's beak would be a very good thing to grow.
With them. Use your technology.
And I think that later on it may well happen. Our boys don't eat meat anyway, they eat baked beans the whole time. We have a generation in our country who could eat virtually anything, but they insist on sugar drinks and baked beans. Have you come across these strange English things, baked beans? Most peculiar.
Baked beans?
Baked beans?
Baked beans.
What is that?
Beans.
Haricot beans.
Haricot beans in
tomatoes. In yellow.
This is one of the English spiritual journeys, you know, they believe this is the one of the greatest things to do, don't they?
So the bad thing about that bottle is the episode. Yes, what people produce your food is still trying and try to understand this. This is the nature of that. Anywhere, any part of the world, you can produce your food. Simply require to land and some cows. Everything comes. You take meat from the cow and just till the field and get some food there. Then you send it like whole economic person shop. And save time for developing this. This is very
interesting. It was interesting to see a recent television program in this country on farming. And it was talking about the so-called modern methods of farming, which have destroyed the earth. in this country, really, in great areas. And it showed an Englishman who and his son who believe in the old methods with cows on the land. And he is not only doing better economically, but he was so happy that the two men were so happy. They were just working with nature, not against nature.
There's really so much peace there. And if you take the all village people, you can produce enough food for them in the village. So much land. Simply keep cows and things out. Get your food grains. And that. And if you change the whole planet as it is, you can feed 10 times population. There is so much across prospect. Australia, Africa, so much that you can produce enough quantity of meat and food.
Yes, I think this is the clinching argument in this program.
What does that mean? They're taking the milk and slaughtering the animals and sending to foreign countries for trade. New Zealand, Australia, everything.
You see? Or they're throwing down the surplus milk down coal mines. They throw surplus milk down coal mines. When there are people without any.
Oh, that was it. And then putting the over stock grain into the sea.
And it's dumping tomatoes, bananas, all these things.
What kind of food is that? And producing mix up on the head. And they want to be happy. This is their position.
They'll give
the head of the administration mix up. And the activity is that killing and throwing the grains in the sea and the activities. Very serious. They have no common sense.
The thing is, the economic system now runs the heart. The heart is not allowed to beat in the right way. It's completely controlled.
In the soul of kings, you have to fight for them. To stay at least improvement. So you are a thoughtful young man. Try to understand his brother's view. And try to spread. They got good feeling of teaching students.
I feel that students need to be able to see that somebody who is God conscious can really, really enjoy life.
That is life. It is not life. Life means the high quality. So one who is not God conscious is not God. He's simply hovering on the mental plane. As a true dharma. And he has to come to the non-permanent things, material. Asatoma, sadhama, living in mental. Don't speak to this asatoma. Try to come to the asatoma. He's a. Tamasi ma jyoti brahma. Don't remain in track. Don't be light.
That was one track on George's record which really, really got through to the airport. Light of the world. Really.
So he's the kind of people made successful.
Number one, everywhere in America.
Very successful even with one boy, you see. That's success, isn't it?
He likes to hear you for. We get letters from all over the world addressed to George Hare, care of Radha Krishna Temple, London. From Poland, from behind the Iron Curtain there, even Russia, China, every place. He said.
And even when sent by Bhagavad Gita and by me.
Yes.
What is it?
In fact, when they picked up my copy of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, which was on my desk, two or three boys immediately said, "Ah, that's on the George Harrison LP."
Yeah, very intelligent
connection. Yes,
yes. He doesn't want to do it overtly. He will say, "Well, thank you, he's crazy." But he's doing gradually.
Very gradually.
Yeah.
And what is that song? I'm not the same.
Something.
Yeah.
I'm not the same.
I've changed.
Oh, yes. I've changed.
Oh, I've written something I've changed. Yes. My friends all criticize me for the change, but I don't care.
And you don't lose it.
Yeah.
Then you can understand. And he's defending. He said, "Even if I lose it, I don't mind."
If commercial success went, he wouldn't worry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, these sort of riches are still unfathomable, you know?